Hello, and welcome to Fire It Up, a yoga practice podcast recorded live with yoga teacher, author, and coach, Baron Baptiste. This 16-minute yoga clip, recorded at the Baptiste Power Yoga Institute in Cambridge, Massachusetts, is perfect for a morning warm-up or a midday break. Practice presence in this powerful sun salutation sequence with Baron. Love yourself, love your practice, love your life. For more information on Baron Baptiste, please visit www.baronbaptiste.com. We hope you enjoy this special gift from Baron and the Baptiste Power Yoga Institute. Namaste.
Hello, everyone. Hello, I'm Baron, and it's awesome to be here with each of you. I'll be leading you tonight with emphasis on more flow. So we'll just flow, won't be breaking down alignment, and sometimes in basic classes we give themes or emphasis to different aspects of the practice, and one aspect of Baptiste yoga is flow, and then there's another aspect of alignment technique, and there's a time to give emphasis and focus to all of it. But tonight we'll give emphasis to some flow. So let's come into child's pose. Take your knees wide. Your knees wide. Bring your hips to your heels. Extend your arms forward. Let your head, your forehead hit the floor if you can. And we'll just take a few precious moments here. And so make this a precious moment, a magic moment. Each moment right here. Land here. Feel the floor here, this floor, this Cambridge floor. Wow, like thousands of yogis, thousands upon hours of asana has been practiced here. This floor has a soul. And so just melt down, like drop down, land here, and begin shifting worlds. You know, you've come out of one world, your life, doing, outside, whatever, but look, come into this world, your practice, asana, vinyasa. Begin shifting into a new space, a place in yourself that gives to your spirit, your body, expanding. And then let's gently come onto our hands and knees. So you'll just take a prep here, hands shoulder width, distance apart. Look at your legs, drop your head, walk your knees back, further back right now. Knees and ankles at hip width only. Tuck your toes. Breathe in and lift your knees to downward facing dog pose. You go. Walk your feet back, maybe a little bit more, and your hands forward even more to go for a broad open base and to work from the base. It's always the most basic, most beginning thing in the asana that we look at, the base. Your hands on fire. Like sunshine coming through your hands, pressing with an intention through every knuckle, giving an extra emphasis to the first two knuckles. And if you can, as you get stronger, you'll work this pose. The basic aspect of the alignment here is to actually lift your palms off of the floor. So you're working from the knuckles. So pressing through your arms, pressing your leg bones back more, and then lift your right leg up to the sky. And come to high plank position, high plank, and breathe here. So there's quite a few of you, you're over-efforting, you're trying hard, you're pushing your arms down too hard, like too much effort. So press the arms less hard, and you'll notice that what was doming up in your back, a bubble up in your upper back starts to melt down into your chest. And then low plank position with your right leg up. And then high plank position and downward dog and change legs. Right leg down, the left leg goes up. Take the right leg up before you, down before you take the other leg up. Some of you. Ujjayi. Now make energy in both feet. So make energy in your 10 toes. Make energy in your fingers, your hands. Make energy in your breath, the drishti. Can you really relax your eyes? The eyes passive, but they're set. Drishti, and then high plank, high plank. Soften the upper back more, most of you. Breathing. Now, Uddiyana, suck the pit of your belly up. And low plank, hovering. And high plank, strengthening. Downward dog pressing. Oh, holy moly, asana. Breathing, deep breathing. And come to your high plank again. Come to low plank and bring your right knee over your right elbow. Yeah, and if you need to bring your back knee to the floor, do that. But you probably can do this. Pause. Okay, downward dog. Go back. Downward dog. Bring your left leg up to the sky here. And come to low plank in your own way. Knee over the left elbow. Pause. Hover. So use your arm as a tabletop. Okay, downward dog. Send it back. Good. Oh, that's nice. Breathe. Lift your right leg to the sky. Bend the upper knee. Bend it. And then kiss your right knee. You'll bring your knee into your chest. Kiss the knee. Kiss it. No, don't. Keep kissing it. Some of you took your leg. This is like French kissing. Some of you are doing a little peck on the cheek. Okay, send your leg straight back. And bring this foot down. Take your left leg up to the sky, breathing. Now up here, bend the upper knee, up here. Then hug the knee into your chest, keep it tucked in, and kiss your knee. Stay here, kiss more, breathe more. If you're not quite kissing, if you make the kiss, it's like extra great karma, extra great good luck. I don't know, bonus, something. All right, send your leg straight back. And bring this foot down to the floor and walk your hands to your feet. No, silly, some of you. Hands to your feet, just like it sounds. Go back to down dog, will you? Sorry to mess with you. So. Downward dog. Breathing. Walk your hands to your feet. And yeah, bow, breathing. Change, I know, can be really difficult. So again, basic yoga philosophy is being open to change, you know, not living and not practicing on the mat from an automatic pilot kind of place. It's so easy for us, for the mind to just do things, you know, automatic. Oh, we already know what's coming next. We know, oh, I've done this pose. But no, to come from a whole new place, like to have each asana, maybe you've done this forward bend 1,000 times, 10,000 times. I probably have done, I don't know, I've never counted, but boy, like, but what I've learned is like, whoa, if I'm open, if I'm present, if I can connect into my feet here, if I can connect into my legs here, if I can have a full, you know, present moment, like in my body, in my breath experience, making the connection, then it's like, whoa, there's something brand new here. Like in this moment, it's brand new. It's never before. My body's never been here, this place, in this same kind of condition or state. Certainly never in this moment, ever before. So can you be here new? Like bring some breath now. Bring flow, bring breath, make something. Be a cause for something to happen. Something. You don't even have to know what it is, but you're just going to give yourself to this. You're going to bring your energy to this, your awareness to this. You're going to bring all of yourself to this because you're open to something new, like something happening. You don't even have to, again, know what it is. And then walk your hands forward to downward dog. And remember, child's pose is always here for you as a basic home base, a basic place you can always come to. I'm not going to ask you to do anything that's not good for you, and ultimately you decide. Now, walk your feet up to your hands. You've been waiting to do this, some of you, all night long. Bow down deep. Bow down deep. Maybe work with your knees bent, whatever feels good here. But take your hands to your lower back. Interlace your fingers. Bring your shoulder blades toward each other here. Lift your shoulders to the sky. Then begin to wrap your arms forward And you're really in a breath here, a breath flow. Be connected to your legs here. Rinse here a little bit more, and then drop your hands to the floor. And bring your feet together if they're not. Take a deep, deep breath out. Make your legs powerful now. Begin pressing, rooting, grounding the legs down, and bring your hands to your hips. Breathe out. Now flatten your back here. Pull the chest forward, your butt backward. From your feet, from the bottoms of your feet, the bones of your feet, you keep pressing down and now lifting up. Come up. Bring your chest over your hips. Take your arms up to the sky. Interlace your thumbs above you. Now, really root the center of each heel into the floor. Fan your toes into the floor. Scoop your tailbone. Suck your lower belly up. Lift the chest up. Take your head back and begin to go back. So the deeper your roots, the taller will be your tree. Root deeper. Take it up even higher. And then bring your hands to your heart center at Anjali Mudra. Look up and reach up, breathe in, and bring your hands back to your heart center and bow forward. Fold all the way down. Again, bend your knees if you need to and lift halfway up, breathe in to a straight spine. Lead with the crown, not jamming in the neck. Keep the flow to high plank. Breathing here, breathing, softening your upper back. Uddiyana. If you need to take your knees down, do that. You know, work, challenge yourself, but with your own wisdom. Breathe in, and then Chaturanga Dandasana, low plank, hover. If you need to take, again, your pelvis down, you could do that. Now, upward facing dog. So take your shoulders way back, your heart open. Press the tops of your feet down. Your knees go higher to the sky, and downward facing dog. Breathing, deep breathing. Take a deep, deep breath out. Empty your lungs. Now press your thighs to the back of the room. Your leg bones to the back. Fire up your quads more. Then bend your knees. Look forward. Walk or float. You choose. Halfway and then fold all the way. Legs powerful, straight spine to standing. Root down to rise. And through your heart center, again, bow. Exhale. Lift halfway up. Inhale. And high plank to low. Upward dog. Breathe in. Downward dog. Breathe out. Deep, deep, deep breathing. Deep breathing. Take a long breath out. Empty. Walk or float. Exhale, bow. Press down to go up, inhale. Through your heart center, bow all the way, exhale. Inhale. Low plank, chaturanga, upward, downward dog, breathing. Take a long breath out, empty. Now suck up the pit of your belly, your lower belly, up to the spine. Look forward, walk or float. And bow. Press down and go up. And bow all the way. Inhale. Exhale, low plank. Upward dog. Downward dog. Setting your eyes. Set perhaps intention. Give an intention that supports every action here tonight. Set an intention that supports every breath. Intention of whatever is important for you. Is there something you need to let go of? Something that's blocking you? A stress, a worry, a concern, fatigue, whatever. You know, just setting the intention that, well, my practice tonight. You know, setting the intention of getting more present. That everything, every breath you take here, every pose here is like an offering. Every pose is something that your purpose here, your vision here, your focus here is to fulfill your intention. Like, why not? Greater energy, greater freedom in body, in mind, and spirit. Okay, a long breath out, empty. Walk or float. Bow. Bend your knees, Utkatasana. Yeah, so a deep squat. Lift your toes. And squat a little bit deeper. Bend your knees deep and reach up. Bow forward, exhale. Inhale, halfway. Chaturanga, low plank. Upward dog. Downward dog. Then right leg again, warrior one. Reach up, be look up, and chaturanga low. Upward dog you go. Downward dog. Left leg, warrior one. Chaturanga. Upward dog. Downward dog. And just melt at your upper back. Melt at your upper back. You've actively engaged at this level of consciously opening up your space. You know, giving up, letting go, clearing out, and literally stretching, you know, releasing, pulling it open actively, physically, at a physical level. It's the beauty of our practice, right? We're working energetically with energy. We're working intentionality, intention. We're working physically, like physically, getting into the tissue and stretching, releasing, noticing how the intentionality impacts the physicality. It just shows up as so real, you know?
Thank you for listening to Fire It Up with Baron Baptiste. For further information on podcasts, DVDs, live classes, and retreats with Baron, please visit www.baronbaptiste.com.